What is up, guys? It's the Chatterbait Fishing Show! Woo!
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Perry. What's up, guys?
What's going on? I lost my paper. Starting off great. So, we want to start off with the catch of the day.
Alright, so, at the time of this recording, which is like 8 o'clock, about 30 minutes ago, 30, 45 minutes ago, I caught a 4-pounder. So that's a good fish.
Nice fish.
A 4-pound largemouth bass, obviously. 4-pound bluegill. Oh my God, world record. No, I'm just kidding. So what I caught it on was a black and blue chatterbait with a Biospawn Exopod and Okajubi Crawl Trailer. It was a funny story because what actually happened was I was reeling, and then I stopped because I had to itch myself, and I felt the bite, and then I started reeling, and he was on there. So I had like no idea, and I'm like, oh, I got one. And then he was a jumpy little boy.
He was. He jumped twice.
And he was all the way out.
Yeah.
Like all the way out of the water. Like a foot out of the water. And it was a really fun fight. He fought pretty hard.
And that was the best I saw this morning, I think.
You think so?
I think that's the
best. It was about the same spot. He saw one, like a 3 or 4 pounder at the creek.
Yeah, the little creek we got. I was fishing there this morning. I was fishing a finesse because, you know, why not? And I didn't catch him, but I saw him, so.
Yeah, he was a super nice fight. I boat flipped him, just threw him up on the bank. I really didn't know he was that like that big of a fish till like he was out of the water. But fun fight, fun little catch, fun little story. Jackson actually knew it was bigger than I thought it was. I was just like, oh, that's a nice 1-pounder, you know, jumping all the way out of the water. He didn't look that big, but is that about it for catch of the day?
I think so.
You want to talk about your dinks real quick, just for the fun?
Oh, yeah. So, I got this new rod. You probably heard about it. Maybe not if you didn't. But it's the 13 Fishing Fate Black. I'm pretty sure it's cursed. I have only caught dinks on it. Like, I caught one good fish on it, and that is it. I swear. I caught, like, 3 dinks a day. One good bass.
Jackson,
it was my first good bass on that rod.
Every rod is like that, Jackson. Like, you know, like, every time you get a new rod, you have to break it in for a month before you start catching nice fish.
The ghost in it from the factory.
You know. But, yeah, what'd you catch? Like, 2 dinks? Like, 2,
yeah.
Like, 3-ounce fish?
Yeah,
terrible. Better than that, but, you know. That one was in deep water, though.
He was.
That one.
That surprised me.
Like, I mean, our pond's not that deep. So, if y'all are lake fishermen, you're like, oh, that's nothing. But he was in a good, probably 8 foot, 6, 7, 8 foot
six
of water.
6 or 7, yeah.
And, like, our pond is not super deep, but, like, he was in the deep part of the pond. Like, I've barely ever caught fish out of that part, but. Pulled him right out of there, and then he caught another little dink, too. But,
so I've been working on my finesse fish, and
he actually does it wrong.
I do it wrong.
Personally,
I hate it.
Personally.
I know. It's habit, bro.
Hey, I don't – okay, so this is how he does it. So he fishes it, you know. He'll jig it, too, sometimes, but eventually he gets so impatient, he just starts reeling
it.
But anyway.
Twitching it while reeling.
When he finesse fishes slowly, he feels a bite and just sets the hook.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do, Jackson, is just –
So I was working on it, and that's when I caught that little fish.
Feel the bite, and then usually you feel the bite. You give it like a second or two. You'll see the fish running. It's like all y'all guys at home, y'all might have fish finesse. I don't know, but usually the fish will run to deeper water, and you'll see your line moving, and that's when you set the hook. You just kind of, you know, give it a good perch and just jump.
And I wasn't doing that. I was every time I feel a bite, boom, setting the hook straight back.
And then he'd just pull it out of his mouth, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, I did that. I started waiting, and I caught some, so.
There you go. All right. Next up, we got fish thoughts. Let's go, fish thoughts. Today, we got something special for you guys.
The beginner setup.
Let's go.
We should have done this in our earlier episode.
We should have done this the first episode.
We didn't, but hey.
It's okay. All right. So.
So, we wanted to, your first time going fishing, you don't own any fishing stuff. We wanted to give you. Like a rod, 4 good baits, and like some hooks and stuff to buy.
All right, you want to go over the rod?
I will go over the rods. So, if you're using a push button or a spin cast rod, I would say the Zebco 202. It's $15.74, at least on Amazon's website. And it's a really decent spin cast rod. You can catch bass or brim on it. And if you're going for a spinning rod, I would say the Zebco Slingshot. It's $9.99, at least at our Walmart. I actually own this rod. And it has treated me pretty decently.
Very well.
Yeah.
Well, we've had it for 2 or 3 months at least.
Yeah.
And it has not broken yet.
And it still sounds good.
It's been rained on.
Yeah.
Dirt all over it. Sand probably in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it's still kicking.
It keeps running. It's like the old
Y'all are probably like, why did you pick two Zevco? Well, could we get one? Because Zevcos are affordable.
Yes.
They're cheap and affordable. Two, they're pretty good quality for their price.
They're pretty, $15 and $10. Reliable.
Like, you can go catch plenty of fish for $10. Worth every penny.
Yeah. I buy it again.
Yeah.
And then you want to go over the baits?
Yes, sir. All right. For the first bait, obviously, you know, we got live worms or night crawlers. Probably some of the just, like, most obvious, like, you see a commercial, they're using a worm. But, you know, that's because they work. They're good. It's a good bait. And if you don't have live worms, obviously get a grasshopper.
Fish like worms for the same reason fishermen like worms. They're easy. They're so easy, and they work.
Like, a fish... Okay, if it's hot in the middle of the day, a fish doesn't want a meal.
They want a snack.
They want a snack. A worm is
just
a snack.
Like you. You don't want a steak in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you don't want... If you're sitting outside in, like, the hot weather, you don't want to eat a steak. I mean, if you do, you're kind of weird. I'm sorry, but... next up, we got the Yum Dingers. If y'all don't know what a Yum Dinger is, they are a stick bait, like a... Wacky worm, you can fish it two ways, wacky worm or stick bait. I'd say black and blue is probably the greatest color.
Works for all water.
It works for all water, you know, staying clean, mud, you know. You know. I think they're really good baits. The plastic is pretty good quality, and they're like $2 to $3 for a pack of like, what's in there?
Six or seven.
Something like that. But like $2 to $3, super good deal. I'd recommend them. Next up.
We both have packs in our tackle box right now.
Yeah, right now. We both have packs of them. I mean, obviously, I have a lot of Senkos in my bag. But next up, we got a spinnerbait, specifically in chartreuse. It's like the most popular spinnerbait. Super good color. That, again, works for like all like stained clean water, mainly because in clean water, they'd probably mistake it for a shad because the spin. And in muddy or like stained water, the chartreuse will grab their attention and the shiny will grab their attention as well. It's a super good bait, super easy to fish. All you have to do is straight reel it in.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, not insanely fast, but, usually catches fish, like, no matter what. And the last but not least, we have the paddle tail swim bait, specifically, like, the Storm Eye swim bait. We have talked about them on our previous episode.
The best swim bait.
Super good swim bait. They make them in, like, all different shapes and sizes. They got, like, crappy ones. They got, like, minnow ones.
Crappy.
The fish crappy. Yeah, they're really good swim baits. They come in all different shapes, sizes, colors. They have really good action on them, and bass love them, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, so the hooks to match the dingers are probably 3-aught or 4-aught hooks. Probably EWJ hooks.
Yeah, I would go with
it. Or the ones, what are they called? The
straight bend?
Yeah, you know where it's got the little bend on it?
J hooks, yeah. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, J hooks, something like that. And then for the panfish, you know, they usually say on the little package panfish hooks for brim. They got them in lots of sizes. It depends, like, if you know there's huge brim there, like, you can use a bigger hook because they probably won't get the hook if it's super small. But if you have super small fish, you want the tiniest hook you can get.
And, like, look, if you're a beginner fisherman, you're probably not going to know what kind of brim or what kind of fish are there.
Just go for
a happy medium.
Yeah, just go for, like, a good balance. I really don't know sizes that well.
I don't know sizes either.
But I think size 10, I think, is good.
I think that's 10, what we normally use.
I'm pretty sure that's a really good, like, medium size. It's, like, not too big, not too small. They usually work pretty well. Like I said, if you just can't get on some worms, if you find, like, a grasshopper, that's a really good bait. A little bit harder to get than worms, obviously. But even if you don't buy any worms at a store, all you got to do is just get them from, like, under a rock. Anywhere that's, like, wet, worms will probably be. Anything else you want to talk about for a beginner?
I mean, you can always look online at the bodies of water you're going to.
Yeah.
And see if they're good for fishing or not. And it helps to know, like, if there's going to be a lot of people there. Like, because sometimes Google gives you, like, a
like, one busiest or whatever. Busiest, like, busiest time.
Which is normally during the middle of the day, which is weird because you need to be fishing early morning or afternoon. So,
this is not, you don't have to do this. Like I said, black and blue is a really good color. But if you can, like, you don't, it's not necessary. But if you, like, look up Google and, like, know where you're going, look at the water, like, if you can, and see what color it is. So that means, like, if it's a darker water, stained water, not as clean, go for a brighter color, like yellow, chartreuse, black and blue, red, anything that's bright. And then if you got like clear water, you can go for something more natural, like a orange.
Earthworm color.
Earthworm color. And then, yeah, that's not necessary, but, and obviously if you're going to a river or a creek, you can't do that because it's always changing. But is that about it?
I believe that's about it. I think it's time for Reel It In.
Reel It In! All right, so what we went over today is my 4-pound story that I just caught like 45 minutes ago.
And beginner fishing equipment.
Thank you guys for listening.
We'll see you next week. Next week, trout.
Trout tips.
Trout.
Stay tuned.
Trout. Trout.